You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at the scouting report for tonight's contest. First of all, for the Northwestern men, they're 3-1 this year. They've won three games in a row since a season-opening loss to Valley City State. The loss to Valley City State was followed by wins over Jamestown, Viterbo, and Peru State. Northwestern is averaging 91 points per game and allow 84 points per contest. The Raiders out-rebound teams 44-37.3. Northwestern is converting 50.6% of their shots, and teams are making 41.4% of its shots against Northwestern. Jordan Baker leads the team with a 20 points per game average, and he's making 63.3% of its field goals with 11.8 rebounds per game. Colton McCoy is scoring 19 points per game, and he is making nearly 40% of his three-point shots. Nathan Waitle adds 11.8 points per game, grabs 4.8 rebounds, and hands out nearly 4 assists per game. Bryce Moss and Jackson Hines average 7.8 and 7.0 points per contest, respectively. Moss is good for 5.5 rebounds per game. The Dort men are 2-3 this season. They have wins over Dakota State and Peru State, losses to Jamestown, Valley City State, and Viterbo. Dort College is averaging 77.6 points per game with a 77.4 defensive average. Dort has a 42-34.2 rebounding average, and the defenders have committed 77 turnovers to 74 turnovers committed by opponents. The defenders are converting 46.1% of its field goals and allow teams to make 42.7% of their shots. Nathan Rindle scores a team-high 14.2 points per game and takes away 5.4 rebounds while handing out nearly 4 assists per game. Leighton Sampson is good for 12.4 points per game and snags 4.4 rebounds. Brian Sumner's scoring average is 10.4, and he has made nearly 42% of his three-point shots. Andrew O'Donnell and Alec Hendrickson add 9.6 and 9.0 points per game. Taylor Feenster is adding 6.6 points, and Grant Harkness is good for 6.4 points and 6.2 rebounds. His rebounding is tops on the team. Most recent outing for Northwestern, they beat Peru State 88-77. Jordan Baker scored 20 and took away 13 rebounds. Dort College dug itself a hole on Saturday against Viterbo and lost to the V-Hawks 86-76. Dort College was down 42-29 at halftime, led briefly in the second half before Viterbo reestablished control. Dort College was led by Rendles with 16 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's contest. First of all, for the visitors from Northwestern, they will start number 5, Colton Coyme, averaging 19 points per ball game. He is a sophomore out of Sioux Falls. Number 12 is Jackson Hines. He's a freshman out of Humboldt, averaging 7 points per game. Bryce Moss is a senior, I believe, finally. He's averaging 7.8 points per contest, one of those players who seems like he has been around forever. Nathan Waitle wears number 22. is out of South Dakota, averaging 11.8 points per game. And Jordan Baker is out of Sioux Falls. He's a junior. He's one of those who's going to feel like he's been around forever as well. He averages 20 points per game for Northwestern, who is 3-1 and coached by Chris Corver. For the North College defenders, they will start Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell averaging 9.6 points per game. O'Donnell, a sophomore out of Sioux Center. Brian Sumner wears number 5. He is a junior out of Ankeny, Iowa, averaging 10.4 points per game. Nathan Rendles averages 14.2 points per game. He's the leading scorer for the defenders. He's a senior out of Boulder, Colorado. Wearing number 31 is Austin Biker. He is a freshman from Michigan, averaging 4.6 points per game. And Leighton Sampson averages 12.4 points per game. He is a sophomore from Worthington, Minnesota. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And I have to go back and amend my state. Well, nope, I've got it correct. I thought, Boulder, Colorado didn't sound right for Nathan Rendles, but it is. 6'1 senior, 1,000 point club member. Joined that at the beginning of this season. And we are set for basketball. Dort College in their home white jerseys. Black numbers trimmed in yellow. Northwestern in their reds with white numbers trimmed in black. Opening tip is controlled by Northwestern, and we are underway with basketball. First half of play, we shift back to halves. Pass goes inside to Baker. Baker out front, Moss. Moss lob pass down to Baker. Baker double teamed, working on Sampson. Fade away, high archer, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball quickly up the floor. The Dort College defenders. Comes over to Sumner. Sumner gives it up Rendles. Rendles puts it up in traffic, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Up to Hines. Hines pushing the issue. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound tipped. Taken down by Moss. Moss put back good. Bryce Moss with a two-point bucket. And the North College defenders trail it 2-0. Northwestern with the early lead. So Northwestern gets the put back. North College, that last shot by Rendles. They thought they might do enough. Lob passed over the top for Bikerk, and Bikerk is bodied on the play, and that foul is going to go on Wadle. Wadle whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 1 on him. So Dort College will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Rendles to toss it in. Rendles gets it into Sampson. Sampson puts it up. Jump hook in the lane is good for Leighton Sampson. Sampson ties it up at 2-2. 18:54 remaining, first half of basketball. Pass goes left side over to Koyma. Colton Koyma gives it up Wadle. Wadle with the basketball. Wadle to Hines. Hines dumps it down low for Moss. Moss puts it up off the glass. It's good. Bryce Moss with a two-point bucket. He's got 4, and the Dort College defenders trail it 4-2. Into the front court with the basketball is Rendles. Rendles over to Bikerk. Bikerk to Sumner. Sumner's going to wheel into the lane. Puts it up. Shot blocked by Moss. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. So Moss came over on the help defense and swats it off of the backboard. Left side pass goes over to Hines. Hines gives it up down on the baseline. Baker. Baker working against Sampson. Help defense by Rendles, and Rendles is going to be called for the personal foul. That's foul number 1 on Nathan Rendles. 18:14 remaining in this first half. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. Hines to throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it into Moss. Kick out pass. Back outside. Koyma. 3. Good. Colton Koyma with the 3-point bucket. Northwestern leads 7-2. Rendles into the front court. Nathan with it. Left side. Bikerk. Bikerk all the way down to the baseline. Bikerk gathers himself. Shot no good. Might have gotten hit on the arm. No call made. Here comes Northwestern. Baker over to Hines. Hines left side, Koyma. Koyma on the left wing. Colton Koyma with the basketball, testing the waters. Kick out pass, right side, Hines. Hines back over to Koyma. Koyma gives it up down low to Baker. Baker with the basketball. Baker back out front, Hines. Hines lets fly with the three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell, and O'Donnell is fouled on the play by Bryce Moss. Moss whistled for his first personal foul, team foul number two on Northwestern. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. Checking into the ball game will be Byard. T.J. Byard checks into the ball game. Moss checks out. With a basketball out front is Rendles. Rendles goes to Grant Harkness. Harkness to Sampson. Sampson off of the glass, good. Leighton Sampson with a 4 point. Stork College trails 7-4. Koyma dumps it down low. Baker. Baker reverses it outside. Wadle. Wadle, three, missed it. No good from the left corner. Rebound taken away by the defenders and O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up Rendles. Rendles of the basketball. Rendles, spin move in the lane. Dumps it off for Sampson. Sampson stripped on the way up. Byard got a piece of it. Here comes Hines. Hines with the basketball back over to Baker. Baker's shot blocked. Now it's stripped down low. Baker picks it up again. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Harkness. Harkness with the basketball. Grant into the front court. Grant's going to put it on the floor, and he is tripped up on the play, and it's going to be Dort College basketball. They don't call a foul, and I'm quite certain that it never touched a Northwestern player, but they didn't want to call a foul, so they're just going to award Dort College the basketball. Taylor Feenstra checks into the ball game. Checking out of the game will be Nathan Rendles. So O'Donnell will run point. The defenders trailing 7-4. Alec Henriksen will check into the ball game as well. So Henriksen and O'Donnell will split time at the point on this series. Rendles checks out. Dort College down 7-4. O'Donnell with the basketball on the right side, working against Hines. Spin move, nothing there. Back over to Sumner. Bryan over the basketball, gives it up to Henriksen. Henriksen to Harkness. Harkness, Sumner, catch fire, three, off the heel, no good, too long. Rebound taken away by Koyma. Colton Koyma up the floor with a head full of steam. He's going to drop it into the corner. Three-pointer on the way by Francis, no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. O'Donnell, long pass into the front court. It's tipped away by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College with the basketball. Inbounding on the sideline for the defenders will be Harkness. Grant Harkness to throw it in. Harkness gets the ball inbounded to Feenstra. 16-15 remaining in the first half. Andrew O'Donnell, pull up from 15, whispers it through. Andrew O'Donnell with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 7-6. Northwestern basketball, Koyma. Koyma passes left side. He gives it up to Hines. Hines to Koyma. Koyma puts up the runner, no good, and it doesn't look like travels are going to be called on either team here today. Wow, both teams have shuffled their feet and no travels being called yet. Sumner to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Sumner. Sumner kicks it out for Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball, 10 to shoot. They lob down low for Feenstra, and Feenstra is fouled from behind by Jordan Baker, his first. So Jordan Baker whistled for the personal foul. Foul number three on Northwestern in this half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College will inbound. They get it into O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Harkness. Harkness, spin move in the lane. His hook shot in and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Taylor Feenstra, working against Madang Falk, and Falk blocks it away. Here comes Northwestern. Francis with the basketball. This is Taylor Francis. He goes over to Byard. Byard with it. Down low to Falk. Falk has to pop out for it. Falk working against Feenstra, and we've got a hand check called on Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for the personal, his first, team second. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. 7-6 our score. Terpstra checked into the ballgame at the last break. Falk takes it into the lane, and he is fouled on the play. And Madang Falk will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. So Falk will shoot two free throws. Madang Thok. Might remember him graduating from Western a couple of years ago, or a few years ago. I believe Feenstra was a sophomore on that team. Thok ended up at Ball State, then spent some time at Minnesota State in Mankato. Made the first free throw, missed the second one, then looked for a new home, and ends up transferring to Northwestern and eligible for at least one season. I'm not sure his eligibility status in terms of how many seasons he has remaining. Harkness with it on the wing. Foul called on the perimeter against Northwestern's Chris Borchers. Borchers whistled for the personal. That's his first. Feenstra passes over to Rindles. Rindles with it at the top of the key. Now Terp. Terp, three ball, got it. Three-point basket, Alex Terpstra from well beyond the three-point line. He knocks it down, and the Dort College defenders lead 9-8. 9-8 our score out front, Borchers. Borchers to Byard. Byard gives it up, right side Francis. Francis, Thok. Thok, jumper, good. Madang Thok with a three-point bucket. He's got four, and the Dort College defenders lead 11. Northwestern leads 11-9. Terpstra driving in. It's tipped away from behind. Borchers comes up with it. Borchers driving in. Right-handed layup. Missed it. No good. But there for the rebound and the putback is Taylor Francis. Francis makes it 13-9. Dort College down four. So Francis knocked it down on the putback after the missed shot by Borchers. Borchers had the steal. Pass goes over to Harkness. Harkness working on Byard. Puts it up off of the glass. Good. Grant Harkness with a two-point bucket. Narrows it down to a two-point game again at 13-11. Byard with it. Byard over to Francis. Francis to Thok. Thok driving in. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra gives it up. Rindles. Rindles driving in. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play by Borchers. Borchers has just picked up his second personal foul. Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. our score. Nathan Rindles to the free throw line. He has not found his groove yet from the free throw line. 13 of 24 this season. So he'll shoot two here. First one on the way for Nate is up and no good. He's got another one on the way. Another free throw on the way for Rindles. 13-11 our score. Dort College down two. Checking into the ball game is Isaiah Taylor. Taylor checks in. Colton Coyma will check out. So Rindles with another free throw, trying to make it a one-point ball game. Free throw is up. No good. Rindles 0-for-2 on that trip to the free throw line, but he chases down the rebound. And a lot of contact as he went after it. Northwestern gets the basketball back. So the ball was tapped out of bounds, last touch by Nathan Rindles. That the opinion of our officiating crew. Pass goes to Moss. Moss shot, no good, but a foul on the play called on Leighton Sampson. They say Sampson was inside the charge ring, and Bryce Moss will go to the free throw line. I'm going to check the replay on this and see where Leighton was stationed, and looks like they got it right. So Bryce Moss shooting a pair. He's a 33% free throw shooter. First one off the heel, no good. Another free throw on the way for Moss. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, or Values Matter member FDIC. Second free throw on the way by Moss is good. So Bryce Moss makes one of two, and the Dort College defenders trail 14-11. Dort College basketball. Rindles across the half court stripe. Gives it off to Bikerk. Bikerk working on Moss. Bikerk puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out. Coming up with it is Sumner. Sumner, Bikerk. Bikerk gives it off to Rindles. Rindles in traffic. No good. He's fouled on the play. Nathan goes down hard. Picks himself up. Bikerk helps him up. Foul's going to go on Northwestern's Bryce Moss, and that's number two on Moss. Pair of free throws on the way for Rindles. Nathan, last season, I believe he was up around 85 and 90% shooting free throws. This season, not there yet. makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. Can make it a one-point ball game with a couple of made free throws. Second free throw on the way for the senior is up and through. So Nathan Rendles makes them both. And the defenders trail 14-13. Dort College, five different players scoring their 13 points. Pass goes to Wadle. Wadle gives it out front. Taylor, Isaiah Taylor over there on the right wing. Taylor out front, Wadle. Wadle with the basketball, dumps it inside for Baker. Kick out pass, Francis. This is Riley Francis. Riley Francis into the lane. And we've got a foul on the play called on Dort College. Foul's going to go on Andrew O'Donnell, his first. Dave Aggie whistling that personal foul against Dort College. The other members of our officiating crew today, Rich Buckman and Jason Harstick. So a couple of free throws on the way for Riley Francis. Left-hander's first one is up and through. He's got another one on the way. 75% free throw shooter entering the contest. 3 for 4. So the second free throw on the way is up, and Francis makes them both. Riley with a couple of made free throws, and the Dort College defenders trail it 16-13. Bringing the basketball up is Nathan Rendles. Rendles goes over to Biker. Biker, Sampson, Sampson, jumper in the lane, good. Leighton Sampson with 6 points. He's the only player with more than one field goal for the defenders. Dort College trails by one. Wadle lobs it down low for Baker. Baker shot no good. Rebound weak side, taken away by Rendles. Rendles up the floor. Sumner unable to handle it. Here comes Wadle with a steal. Wadle coming back the other way. Pulls up on the wing. Wadle looking for someone to pass to. Gets it away back over to Francis. Francis step back, back over to Taylor. Taylor with it on the right wing. Now Wadle. Wadle looking, lob pass over the top for Baker. It's tipped by Sampson, controlled. They go back over to Taylor. Taylor left side, Hines. Hines into the corner, Francis. Francis fading away, three, no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Baker. Baker right side, Wadle. Wadle back to Baker. Baker shot, good. Jordan Baker with a 2-point bucket. Dort College trails 18-15. Rendles into the front court for Dort College. Nathan with it, Biker, Biker right side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Sumner, Sumner, nothing there, and we've got a hand check called on Northwestern, and I believe that's going to go on Isaiah Taylor. So Isaiah Taylor whistled for the personal foul with 11:35 remaining. First half of play. Free throws on the way for Sumner. This will be a 1-1 opportunity for Brian Sumner. 18-15, our score. Dort College is down three. So Sumner will go to the free throw line. Free throw is up by Brian. It's good. He's got another one on the way. Sumner shooting Dort College's sixth free throw of the ball game. And he misses that one too strong. Rebound taken away by Feenster over to Rendles. Rendles, O'Donnell. O'Donnell. Drive down to the baseline, cut off by Wadle, comes back outside to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell tries to feed it off to Feenstra, and it's tapped away by Northwestern. Henriksen will check in. Sumner checks out. Dort College trails 18-16. Neither team has used a timeout yet through the first 8 minutes and 40 seconds of this one. Ball inbounded to Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra to Rendles. Rendles in traffic. His floater from 10, no good. Gets his own rebound. Back shot, no good. Ball's down on the floor. And it's last touch by Francis for Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. 18-16, Dort College down two. Inbounding right side of the lane will be Rendles. Rendles gets it into Feenstra. Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up off of the glass, good. Taylor Feenstra forces it up, gets it to go. We have our first tie since 18:54 left to go in the first half. 11-2 left to go in the half now. Francis with the basketball, so the first tie in over 7 minutes, nearly 8 minutes. Pass goes over to Hines. Hines trying to unlock the tie, rattles it, no good. Rebound taken away by Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen passes right side to Rendles. Rendles at the top of the key, looking down low, gets it to Feenstra. Feenstra has to pop out on the lane to get it. He's blocked, gets it back outside. Henriksen. Henriksen to Harkness. Harkness with the basketball. Harkness with it on the wing. Harkness, they have a chance to post Harkness up. They don't do it. Instead, they pass it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell puts up a three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Hines. Hines to Taylor. Taylor to Francis. Francis right side, Wadle. Wadle to Taylor. Taylor with the basketball. Isaiah Taylor picks up his dribble. Passes to Hines. Hines to Wadle. Wadle right side. Wadle dumps it underneath to Isaiah Taylor. And Taylor, unable to control it. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. O'Donnell is out. Terpstra is in. On the floor for the defenders, it's Harkness, Rindles, Terpstra, Henriksen, and Feenstra. For Northwestern, as it's Baker, Wadle, Riley Francis, Hines, and Koima. Out front, Terpstra. They go underneath, Feenstra. Feenstra's shot, too strong, no good. There for the rebound, though, tipped by Harkness, controlled by Baker. Ball's down on the floor, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, he played the last minute and 17 seconds as a stalemate. Dort College tied it at 18, and now we're still tied at 18, under 10 to go. That's in the first half of play. New players in for Northwestern, including Madang Thok, and got a Justin Van Kalsbeek. Well, Justin Van Kalsbeek checking in for the first time. Terpster's shot, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds by Thok. It'll be Dort College basketball. Byert checking into the game. Checking out will be Wadle. Big lineup for Northwestern now. Inbounding will be Rindles. Rindles looking, still looking, and it's going to be called for a 5 seconds call. Turnover, Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Hines with the basketball on the left side. Hines now out front with it. Passes right side over to Byert. Byert to Thok. Thok to Van Kalsbeek. Justin Van Kalsbeek gives it over to Hines. Hines on the wing. Hines, nothing there. Gets it to Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek to Koima. 10 to shoot. Koima puts up the pull-up jumper from 15. It's good. Colton Koima averaging 19 points per game. Gives Northwestern the lead, 20-18. With it is Harkness. Harkness to Terpstra. Terpstra, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles on the right wing. Now Harkness. Harkness in traffic. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek with the basketball. Back over to Koima. Colton Koima with it on the right wing. Colton Koima driving in. Kick out pass. Byert. Byert lets fly. Hits a three. T.J. Byert with a three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 23-18, five straight by Northwestern. Henriksen cutting to the top. Instead, Terpstra goes to Harkness on the baseline. Now back to Rindles. Rindles, Henriksen. Henriksen, ball fake, lets fly with a three. Looked good out of the hand. Too strong, though. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Up with it is Koima. Colton Koima with it on the right side. Colton Koima pulls up. His rainbow three is good. Colton Koima, a 3-2 in this run. 8 unanswered by Northwestern. And Northwestern has taken a 26-18 lead. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the floor. Dort College back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing 26-18. Northwestern has scored on three straight possessions, I believe. Pass to Bykerk. Bykerk guarded by Thok. Gets it to Sampson. Sampson into the lane. Back over to Bykerk. Austin with the basketball. Jump stop, and he's going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives Northwestern the basketball back, and Northwestern with a chance to build on this 8-point lead. Pretty pivotal part of the ball game right now. He's still got a long ways to go, obviously, but Northwestern with a chance to give themselves some room to breathe. They're up by 10 as Madang Thok knocks down a baseline jumper. That is something I didn't expect to see from the big fella tonight as he knocks down a couple of jumpers. O'Donnell down to the baseline trying to stop the bleeding for the defenders, and he'll go to the free throw line now for a 1-1. O'Donnell to shoot a 1-1. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So O'Donnell will go to the free throw line. Well, they're going to say Sampson is going to shoot the free throw. They say the foul came away from the ball, actually. So Sampson makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming, 7 for Sampson. That ends the 10-point run by Northwestern. And now Terpstra shaking up on the play. So Rendles is back in the ballgame. Terpstra checks out. So Sampson to the free throw line. Free throw is up, no good. So Sampson makes one of two. And the defenders trail by nine, 28-19. Colton with the basketball out front. That's Colton Koyma. Dribbles to the right side, 7:34 remaining. Jumper, Koyma, in and out, no good. Well, he does miss every once in a while. Rendles with the basketball up the floor quickly. Top of the key, Dort College trying to cut into the 9-point lead. Dump it down low, ball is loose, and now a foul called on Leighton Sampson away from the ball. So Leighton Sampson draws his second personal foul of the first half. Feenstra will check into the contest. So Northwestern with a 28-19 lead. With a basketball, 7:20 remaining, first half. Right side pass to T.J. Byard. Byard puts it on the floor. He's at the top of the key. Pass goes left side over to Hines. Hines with it. Hines, right side, Ben Kalsbeek. Now Thok. Thok, 15-footer, good. 8 points for Thok. And Ort College trails 30-19. Right side is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Bikerk, Bikerk back to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner, Rendles, Rendles shot no good. There for the rebound though is Feenstra, and Feenstra is fouled on the play. Taylor will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 30-19 our score. Taylor Feenstra shooting two free throws. He's got 2 points this evening. So free throw on the way for Taylor is up and good. 71% free throw shooter. This is something he has worked on in the offseason. Especially during the fall, I would come through during the day, and when he had a free time during the day, you'd see Feenstra in here working on free throws. That one's up, short, no good. Rebound tipped, and it's taken down by Rendles. Rendles puts it up, bounces off of the deck, and gets the shot to go. Hits his, comes down flat on his wallet. He might feel that one in the morning. Gets back up, though, and bounces back for more play. Colton Koyma with the basketball. Koyma passes left side over to Hines. Hines with the ball on the wing. Hines to Wadle. Wadle bounces it down low for Baker. Baker shot no good. Tip in no good. Fight for the rebound. O'Donnell gets it, and we've got a foul called in the backcourt on Northwestern. So two free throws on the way for Dort College. Foul's going to go on Northwestern's T.J. Byard. Byard whistled for the personal. Andrew O'Donnell will shoot two free throws. Well, Dort College's leading scorer this evening, Leighton Sampson, has seven, but he's on the bench with two personal fouls. First free throw by O'Donnell, no good. He's got another one on the way. Dort College has had difficulty getting shots to go from the field. They've got seven made field goals in the first half, one of them at three. The rest of their points coming from the free throw line. They trail 30-23. 30-23 our score. Baker feeds the cutter underneath. Shot is up and through for Koyma. Colton Koyma with another two, that time cutting through the lane and getting the pass. Dort College down nine. Left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball in traffic. His shot no good, and a foul on the play called on Byer. D.J. Byer whistled for his second personal. Free throws on the way for O'Donnell. He'll shoot another two. He's one for two so far tonight. 74% for the ball game, or for the season. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. First free throw by O'Donnell is good. He's got 4 points. He's got another free throw on the way. Second free throw by O'Donnell is up. Short, rolls around, and falls through. O'Donnell makes two free throws. He's got 5 points. Defenders trail by 7, 32-25. Got to chip away and get this to manageable by halftime. Baker with it at the free throw line. Baker looking for someone to pass to. York College fights through the screen. This is Koyma. Koyma guarded by O'Donnell out front. Koyma still with the dribble. Pass to Wadle. Wadle feeds it down low. Baker. Baker's shot no good. Muscles it up again. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. And Feenstra is fouled on the play by Nathan Wadle. Wadle whistled for the blocking foul. And again, I'll have the benefit of the replay. He snuck in behind Taylor Feenstra, and when Feenstra turned around, Wadle slid over just a half step the way it looks on the replay and gets whistled for the personal foul, and Taylor Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Feenstra 1 for 2 tonight from the free throw line, now 2 for 3. York College trying to hang in this one after Northwestern went on a 10-0 run to go from tied 18-18 to up 28-18. Another free throw on the way as Dort College tries to cut an 11-point lead down to 5. And they do so with a made pair of free throws by Dort College's Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra 3 for 4 from the free throw line now. They pass it to Baker. Baker over to Taylor Francis. Taylor Francis dumps it down low for Baker. Reverses Hines. Hines to Riley Francis. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Harkness. Here comes Dort College. Rindles with it on the right elbow. Rindles into traffic, double team, kicks it over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell looking down low for Feenstra, didn't find him in time. Now it comes back outside, back to Harkness. Harkness to Rindles. Rindles right side, Henriksen. Henriksen will drive in, puts it up, blocked. Rebound, Feenstra. Feenstra against Baker, up, good. Taylor Feenstra. Dort College back to within 3, 32-29. Feenstra with 7 off of the bench. Northwestern basketball, right side, it goes to Francis. Francis with it. Francis picks up his dribble, passes right side to Koyma. Colton Koyma with it on the wing. Colton Koyma in between the circles, looking for the backdoor cut. Instead goes to Riley Francis, lost it. Baker picks it up. It's down on the floor. It's still loose. Picked up by Feenstra. Over to Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Nathan into the front court, does not have the numbers. 1-on-4. Dort College will set the offense. They feed it down low for Harkness. Harkness bucket good. Grant Harkness with 4 points. Dort College back to within a point, 32-31. 3:51 remaining. Timeout on the floor, charge to Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout Northwestern. Back with more after this. 32-31, Northwestern leading by 1 with a basketball. A little bit of gamesmanship there at the timeout where Northwestern called for a 30 and their players took a seat on the bench and not supposed to do that. And so they broke up the huddle and we're back to action now. Henriksen goes down to Feenstra. Feenstra working against Medang Thok. Dort College with the basketball. Henriksen, top of the key, 3, bang! Alec Henriksen knocks down the triple. Dort College leads 34-32. The defenders on an 11-0 run. With it out front is Francis. Taylor Francis gives it off to Koyma. Koyma, cross-court pass, Taylor Francis. Taylor Francis, 10-footer on the baseline, no good. And we've got a hold called on Dort College and Alec Henriksen. No, they're going to call it on Van Kalsbeek, beg your pardon. Justin Van Kalsbeek whistled for the personal. He gets called for a hold on the rebound. And I believe Alec Henriksen is going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. Alec Henriksen knocking down the triple from well beyond the three-point line moments ago to give Dort College the lead at 34-32. Dort College was down 32-23 when this run began. First free throw by Henriksen, no good. Dort College was down at one point in the first half, 30-19. Since that point, they've outscored Northwestern 15-2. Second free throw on the way by Henriksen is up and through, so Henriksen able to slow the pulse down enough to get one of two through. 35-32, Dort College in front. Hines with the basketball, guarded there by Rindles. Down to the baseline, trying to lead Byard, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball after the turnover, leading by three. Rindles will bring the ball into the front court. Nathan has the basketball at the center jump circle. Left side, Sumner. Sumner back over to Harkness. Harkness, Rindles, guarded there by Hines. Now Henriksen, and Henriksen fires it. A little too hot to handle, and Sumner unable to reel it in, and it goes out of bounds on the far end. It'll be Northwestern basketball, length of the floor in front of the Red Raiders. Hines with the basketball. Hines at the top of the key, driving left side, now guarded by Rindles, and Rindles has just picked up his second. 35-32. And Hines will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot two free throws. Hines, 9 of 10 this season from the free throw line. First trip to the charity stripe tonight for Hines. So far, the freshman point guard from Humboldt. First free throw is up and rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound taken away by Harkness. Harkness over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell on the left side. Comes back over to Harkness. Harkness to Sumner. Sumner, Henriksen. Henriksen left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, and he's going to be called for traveling. Turnover back to Northwestern. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. 2:10 left to go in the half. Northwestern trailing by three with the basketball. Hines calling for a set play. He wants a ball screen. Thok sets it. Kicks it right side. Ben Kalsbeek. Thok. Thok drives in, and he's going to be called for traveling. Thok put it on the deck. Gets whistled for the travel. It'll be Dort College basketball. 35-32. Dort College still by three. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell. Out front, Harkness. Harkness back to Henriksen. Henriksen up front to Sumner. Right wing goes to O'Donnell beyond the three-point line. They go to Harkness. Harkness gets around his man. Layup good. Grant Harkness, 6 points off of the bench. Dort College leads 37-32. 37-32, our score. Been a while since Northwestern scored. Melvin Kalsbeek gets a lob over the top to end the drought. That's the first point since Koyma's basket at the 5:58 mark. 37-34, Van Kalsbeek with his first points of the night. Left side, Henriksen. Henriksen tries to dump it down low. It's deflected out by Thok. Controlled by Sumner. Comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Henriksen. Henriksen, Sumner. Sumner down to the baseline. Comes back over to Feenstra. Feenstra working in against Thok. Shot off of the glass, good. Taylor Feenstra with 9 points. Dort College leads 39-34. Into the front court is Hines. Under a minute to go in the first half. Ben Kalsbeek goes right side to Byard. Byard to Isaiah Taylor. Isaiah Taylor puts it on the deck. His three, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Dort College can hold till under 10 seconds. They go to Sumner. Sumner back out front. Feenstra. Feenstra, three ball. Off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Northwestern. Hines will hold for the final shot. There's too much time for Dort College. There was about a 12-second difference. I was still thinking 35 seconds, but it's a 30-second shot clock now. And now Northwestern will hold for the final shot. 39-34, Dort College does not have a foul to give. Hines against O'Donnell. Hines scoops it up, shot no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell, 3 seconds left. O'Donnell will pull up the runner from 20, off the heel, no good. And that's the end of the half. Our score, Dort College 39, Northwestern 34. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders leading Northwestern at halftime, 39-34. Dort College outscores Northwestern 20-4 to end the half. After trailing by 11, Dort College went on an 11-0 run. They were down 32-23. And the next time Northwestern scored, they were down 37-32. So all totaled, a 15-point run by the defenders before a Justin Van Colesbeek two-point basket made it 37-34. And the half ends with Dort College up 5, 39-34. We'll take another break and be back with a rundown of all the numbers in the first half of play right after this. Halftime stats look like this. Northwestern 13 of 35 shooting for 37.1%. Northwestern 4 for 10 on three-pointers for 40%. 4 of 7 on free throws, 57.1%. Dort College 13 of 31 from the floor, 41.9%. 2 for 6 for three-pointers, 33.3%. 11 of 18 from the free throw line for 61.1%. Dort College a 27-17 rebounding edge at halftime. Turnovers, Northwestern 5, Dort College with 8. 3 steals for Northwestern, 1 steal for Dort College. Dort College led in the first half by Taylor Feenstra's 9 points off the bench. He was 3 for 6 from the floor. 7 points for Leighton Sampson. He spent much of the first half, though, on the bench with some foul trouble. 6 points for Grant Harkness. Sampson, by the way, 2 personal fouls, so not serious foul trouble, but he had to sit for a while. Grant Harkness, 6 points. 5 for Andrew O'Donnell. 4 for Nathan Rindles. 1 for Brian Sumner. 4 for Alec Henriksen and 3 for Alex Terpstra. He left with what looked like a foot problem, though, in this one. Northwestern led by Colton Coimas, 10 points. 4 for 7 from the floor. He had a stretch where he was not missing. Madang Thok, 8 points, 3 for 4 from the floor, including a 3-point shot that I did not expect. 5 points for Bryce Moss, 2 for Jordan Baker, 2 for Riley Francis, 2 for Taylor Francis, 3 for T.J. Byard, 2 for Justin Van Colesbeek for their total of 34 points. For Northwestern, they were led in rebounding by Jordan Baker's 6. No one else with more than 2. For Dort College, Taylor Feenstra had 7 rebounds. 5 for Grant Harkness, all on the defensive end. Andrew O'Donnell with 6 rebounds. 4 different players had 1 assist each for the defenders. Northwestern was led by Jackson Hines with 2 assists and Justin Van Colesbeek credited with 2 first half assists. 3 different players had 1 steal each for Northwestern. Dort College got 1 steal from Taylor Feenstra, and that was the only steal they got in the first half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We put another 20 minutes up on the clock, and we get set for second half basketball. Right now, this game running a little ahead of most of the games in the GPAC. Dakota Wesleyan leads Briarcliff at halftime 50-46. Hastings leads Concordia 37-31. It'll be Dort College basketball as we open up the second half of play. Rindles passes left side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, comes back out right side to Rindles. Rindles looking down low for Sampson, comes back to Sumner. Sumner testing the waters, doesn't like what he sees, comes back over to Sampson to Biker. Biker muscles it up, 2 points. Austin Biker with a 2-point bucket. Dort College leads 51-34. Jumper on the baseline by Wadle, no good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner to Rindles. Here comes Dort College in transition. Rindles, floater off the bankboard, no good, but a foul on the play called on Dort College. It's going to go on Rindles, I believe. And if it is on Nathan, it's number 3 on him. Aw, shucks, if you're a Dort College fan. It's foul number three on Rendles. If you're Northwestern, you're thinking to yourself right now, take it right at him. So we'll see how Dort College plays this defensive matchup. It'll be Hines working against Rendles. He kicks it opposite side over to Wadle. Wadle with the basketball, gives it up to Moss. Moss down to the baseline, and he is fouled on the play by Austin Bikerk. Foul called on Bikerk is his first, and the team's second already of this half. Inbounding the basketball is Hines. Hines gets it in over the top. Baker. Baker beyond the three-point line. Now comes back over to Hines. Hines floater, no good. Rebound Moss. Moss shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Bikerk. Bikerk for the basketball, gives it off to Rendles. Rendles with it, right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell, left side Austin Bikerk. Bikerk back over to Rendles. Rendles to Sumner. Sumner puts it up in traffic, partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Dort College with a 41-34 advantage, but Northwestern seems to have neutralized the momentum Dort College had going into the half. Underneath Moss. Moss to Wadle. Wadle driving in. Nothing there against Sumner. Comes back. They get it down low to Baker. Baker guarded there. They double down. Kick out to Hines. Hines underneath Wadle. Wadle layup good. Wadle got free. Two-point bucket for Wadle. Dort College leads 41-36. O'Donnell puts it up. And it is blocked out of bounds by Moss. It'll be Dort College basketball. Rendles will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. O'Donnell off balance that time, and Moss came over on the weak side, helped to knock it away. Sampson down to the baseline, and Sampson is fouled on the play. Foul came before the shot. Foul's going to go on Northwestern's Jordan Baker. Into Leighton Sampson. Sampson bucket good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 43-36. Wadle picks it up on the right elbow. Now to Moss. Moss driving in, and they'll wave it off. They say before the shot, and Austin Bikerk right now having a tough time cutting off Bryce Moss's drive with the right hand. Got to turn him back left. So Harkness will wait to get into the ball game. Hines throws it in over the top. They get it to Wadle. Wadle on the right side. Wadle, nothing there. Kicks it into the corner. Hines. Hines back over to Baker. Baker puts it up after the head fake. Shot good. Jordan Baker with 4 points. Dort College leads 43-38. 17:38 left to play. Alec Hendrickson will check into the ball game at the next break. Dort College with a 5-point bulge right now. Pass goes to Bikerk. Bikerk with it on the elbow. Austin working on Moss. Bikerk is fouled on the play by Bryce Moss. Bryce Moss whistled for the personal, and both teams now have critical players with three fouls. Hendricks is in. Rendles is out. Bikerk checks out. Checking in is Grant Harkness. Dort College inbounding O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it to Sampson. Back to O'Donnell at the top of the key now. Now Hendrickson. Hendrickson, Sampson. Sampson on the elbow. Sampson with the left hand. Nifty move by Leighton Sampson. He's got 11. Dort College leads 45-38. Northwestern basketball. On the left side is Hines. Hines, they give it to Baker. Baker off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped. It's tipped again. Harkness had it, and it was tipped away from behind by Baker. So Dort College tips it last. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Jordan Hines throwing it in. Right, Jackson Hines, that is, throwing it in. Had Jordan Baker on the brain. Koima, three, missed it, no good. Rebound is Wadle, and Wadle is fouled on the putback attempt. I don't think he was in the act of shooting. They might give him two, though. They will. Foul goes on Dort College, and that's going to go on Grant Harkness. Well, the defensive stop isn't over until the rebound is secured. And that time, Dort College unable to secure the rebound. Wadle's first free throw is good. He's got another one on the way. 3 points now for Wadle. Dort College leads 45-39, pending another free throw for Hines. This one is up and good as well. So Hines makes them both. He's got 4 points. And the defender lead is 45-40. On the floor for the defenders, it's Henriksen, Harkness, O'Donnell, Sampson, and Sumner. For Northwestern, Coima, Thauk, Hines, Moss, and Wadle. O'Donnell has it in between the circles out front, picks up his dribble, goes to Sampson. Sampson fires it back outside O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Harkness, and Bryce Moss is called for his fourth personal. So Bryce Moss has worked himself into foul trouble here with two fouls in the second half. T.J. Byert will check into the ballgame. Dort gets it into Sampson. Sampson against Thauk, and it's wrestled away by Byert. Northwestern basketball, Hines. Hines with it at the top of the key. Hines back over to Coima. Coima up front, Byert. Byert with the basketball. Byert gives it off to Wadle. Wadle working the offense. Wadle, and we've got a blocking foul called on Madang Thauk. Madang Thauk whistled for his third personal by my count. The official scorekeeper in agreement with me now. And now it'll be Dort College basketball. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell on the right side. O'Donnell gives it up. Harkness. Harkness left side to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen right side. O'Donnell. O'Donnell dumps it underneath Feenstra. Taylor Feenstra. Harkness. Harkness reverse layup. Good. I like him. He's got 8 points. 47-40. Dort College working pretty well that time. Backdoor cut by Harkness. Gets the shot to go. As he used the rim for a little protection. Driving in is Wadle. Wadle's shot no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Thauk, though. Thauk with a putback, 47-42. Into the front court with the basketball is O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the right side working against Wadle. Comes out front instead to Harkness. Harkness double-teamed, off the glass, no good. Rebound Feenstra. Feenstra off the glass, no good. There for the putback is Harkness. Harkness putback good. He's got 10. 49-42, Dort College by 7. Now you want to stop if you're the Dort College defenders. Northwestern able to stay within 5 and 7 points. Hines layup good. Hines motored around the right side that time, got it to go. Jackson Hines now with his first points. And the Dort College lead is 49-44. 5 minutes gone in the second half. O'Donnell picks up his dribble right side. Goes to Harkness. Harkness left side. Henriksen. Henriksen. Sumner. Sumner. O'Donnell right wing. They get it to Harkness. Harkness working against Byert. Puts it up. Good. Grant Harkness putting on a clinic right now. 6 for Harkness in the second half. 12 for the ball game. Dort College leads 51-44. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 51-44. Northwestern basketball after the timeout. Dort College called the timeout. Dort College now with 4 timeouts remaining. Northwestern with 5. So Dort College called that timeout. Madang Thauk, pass deflected. It's picked up by Thauk again. Pass back to Coima. Coima down to the baseline. Short-armed it. No good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Alec Henriksen. Henriksen didn't look like bad defense to me by Henriksen. So free throw on the way for Coima. First one is up and good. Colton Coima trying to cash in here after he was fouled in the act of shooting. He's got 11 points, averaging 19 points per ball game. Another free throw on the way for Colton Coima. 51-45, our score. And Coima makes both free throws. And Colton Coima has a dozen. Sumner checks in. O'Donnell checks out. And the Dort College defenders have the basketball. Rindles out front, working on Hines. Passes right side to Harkness. Harkness against Baker, and Baker commits the foul. And you make the call on one end, you got to do it on the other end. And getting a little more tightly called now. Not going to complain either way. It's just simply if it's going to be that way on one end, it's going to be that way on the other. And this may turn into a free throw shooting contest before the night is over. Jordan Baker whistled for his third personal. Grant Harkness will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw by the freshman from Colorado, up and through. He's got 13. Another free throw on the way for Grant Harkness. Second free throw on the way for Grant is up, and that one's good as well. Not a lot of arch, but he got the roll. He's got 14, and the defenders lead by 7, 53-46. A team-high 14 points for Grant Harkness. Game-high, for that matter. Pass out front. Bad matchup. You got Harkness guarding Hines. They dump it underneath for Baker. Ball's on the floor, taken by Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Nathan Rindles with the basketball. Rindles underneath Feenstra. Feenstra in the lane. His short shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Here comes Hines. Hines with the basketball. Hines driving in, dumps it off for Baker. Baker layup good. Dort College discombobulated on defense those last two possessions. They're trying to protect Nathan Rindles. And now Rindles takes it across half court. Rindles with the basketball goes to Harkness. Harkness on the right elbow. Underneath Feenstra. Feenstra against Baker. Shot no good. And there for the rebound is Rindles. And Rindles is fouled on the tap-in attempt. Certainly looked like a tap-in attempt to me. And I don't think they're going to give Rindles the two shots. Harkness and Feenstra check out. Biker and Sampson check in. Rindles also checks out of the ballgame. So Dort College will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in is O'Donnell. O'Donnell gets the return pass. Andrews splits the defense. Finger roll in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern and Borchers. Borchers over to Coima. Here's Northwestern's chance to cut into the five-point lead. Dort College had a chance to build on the seven-point lead moments ago. Northwestern made a stop, had it down to five, and now the three is good. A three-point basket by Colton Coima, and just like that, it's back to a two-point ball game, 53-51. Austin Biker with the basketball. Biker puts it up off the glass or off the rim, no good. Rebound Sampson. Sampson with the left hand, no good. Rebound cleared by Byard. T.J. Byard clears it out. Here comes Northwestern. Borchers with the basketball, guarded there by O'Donnell. O'Donnell guarding Borchers. Kick out pass, Byard. Byard into the lane. Byard stops, puts it off the glass. Good, we're tied 53-all. Northwestern on a 7-0 run, 12-14 remaining in regulation. Bikert gives to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Left-handed layup by Alec Henriksen is good. He's got six. 55-53. Back the other way, and Jordan Baker is going to be called for a moving screen. Jordan Baker has just picked up his fourth personal. That's a costly one. Leading scorer for Northwestern gets called for a moving screen. And Justin Van Kalsbeek will check into the ballgame. Baker will check out. It's team foul number 7 as well on Northwestern. So from here on out, it'll be bonus time for Dort College. Dort College has one foul to give before Northwestern is in the bonus situation. O'Donnell with the basketball, and we've got a foul. Foul called on Van Kalsbeek. And Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line. So Dort College with a two-point lead, and Sampson shooting a 1-1. Leighton Sampson with a 1-1. Sampson right now with 11 points. 11:51 left to go in regulation. Free throw on the way for Leighton is up. It's going to be short and rolls in. Another one on the way for Sampson. Three-point lead pending the second free throw. 11:51 left to play. Sophomore from Worthington sizes it up, lets it go, and that one's good. Sampson now 3 for 6 from the free throw line. That's an area Dort College can improve on. Right now, Dort College up 4, 57-53. Colton Koyma takes it across half court. Gives it over to Riley Francis. Now left side, Byard. Byard, Koyma. Koyma puts it up over the top of Sumner. Rebound taken away, Henriksen. Henriksen, Sumner. Sumner against Byard. Layup good. Koyma gambled for the steal. Sumner gets the lay-in. Dort College leads 59-53. Coming back the other way, Byard. Byard with the basketball. And we have a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 59-53, Dort College leading by a half dozen. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Dort College Bookstore. Located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Washington City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Reputation didn't happen by accident. 59-53, Dort College by 6. Chris Borchers, freshman from Sioux Center, will bring it up for Northwestern. Guarded there by Rendles. And we've got a foul called. Foul's going to go on Andrew O'Donnell. Colton Koyma cut, and not sure who got tripped up or what happened, but well, foul's called on O'Donnell nevertheless. So foul number 2 on Andrew. It'll be Northwestern basketball, a fresh 30 to work with. Borchers guarded by Rendles. Pass goes left side, Byard. Byard guarded there by Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, on the defense of Byard. They give it to Thock. Thock travels with it. No call made. A little crow hop. And the Dort College defenders have the basketball. That's Sumner. Sumner into the front court, O'Donnell. O'Donnell drives in, lays it off the glass, no good. Rebound Sampson. Sampson layup good. Leighton Sampson working the glass. He's got 8 in the second half, 15 for the ball game. Dort College leads 8, 61-53. With it is Koyma. Koyma down to the baseline, cut off there. Pass back out front, Byard. Byard, Thock. Thock working on Sampson. Jumper, no good. Rebound Rendles. Here comes Dort College. Defenders for the basketball, Rendles. Rendles at the top of the key. Nathan gives it off to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Bykirk. Bykirk with the basketball. Bykirk, right side, Rendles. Rendles at the top of the key. Rendles, left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Back to Sumner. Sumner, Austin. Austin, Bykirk down to the baseline, and it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Might have been off of Dort College and Austin Bykirk. My opinion, not the one that matters, though. And they say it was last touched by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Henriksen will check in. Sumner will check out. Inbounding the basketball is Nathan Rendles. Rendles to throw it in. Rendles gets it in. Sampson. Sampson off the glass. Nice touch. Good. 10 unanswered. 10 unanswered by the defenders. 63-53. Dort College on a 10-0 run over the last 2:14. Steal by Biker. Take it away, Rendles. Ahead to O'Donnell. O'Donnell layup. Good! Andrew O'Donnell with 7. Hines with the basketball. 65-53, Dort College by 12. Hines gives it up. Thock, and we've got 4 fouls now on Rendles. I'm not sure who the technical foul is going to be against. I think it might be on Northwestern. Now they'll have to figure out how to assess this. And the technical foul is going to be assessed on Madang Falk. That's number 4 on him. With 9:45 remaining. So Nathan Rendles, for the time being, will stay in the ball game. And he will shoot the technical foul. First free throw by Rendles is up and through. Nathan with 5 points. Another one on the way for Rendles. Trying to extend the lead to 14, 66 to 53. It's 66-53 currently. I did not see what transpired to cause the technical foul call against Madang Thok, but he picks up his fourth personal in the process. Second free throw on the way for Nathan on the technical. No good, so he makes one of two. It's 66-53. So Rendles makes one of two. Rendles with 5 points. Austin Biker can Nathan Rendles check out. And a timeout on the floor, charged to Northwestern. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Well, Dort College is going to have to go a little while without their starting point guard, Nathan Rendles. Rendles with 9:45 picks up his fourth foul. Make a notation of that, so he leaves the ball game. And how Dort College handles the next couple of possessions may dictate how long Nathan Rendles is on the bench. Madang Thok has checked out of the ball game. Jordan Baker is back in. Baker playing with four fouls as well for Northwestern. Dort College right now on a 13-0 run. Jackson Hines to the free throw line. I have him as being 0 for 2 tonight. I'm not sure if that is accurate or not. My statistics, as I will always say, unofficial at best. And he misses that free throw. 66-53, Dort College basketball. O'Donnell with the basketball out front. Comes to Henriksen. Henriksen with it. Back to O'Donnell. Zone defense applied by Northwestern. Northwestern goes to the zone. They drop it inside. They get Sampson down to O'Donnell, back to Sampson. Sampson outside, Sumner, B-Sum, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Harkness. Harkness chases it down, Dort College with a fresh 30 to work with. Pass goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, wants to run the set play. Dort College to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, it goes Sampson. Sampson jumper in the lane, good. Leighton Sampson, the big fellow with 12 points in the second half. And they're going to call a blocking foul as Wadle gets to the hoop. Dort College up by 15 for the moment. Now back to 13 as Wadle gets the two-point bucket to go. 68-55 our score. That's foul number three called on Leighton Sampson. Free throw by Wadle. In and out, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Moss. Moss shot, no good. And Dort College has to rebound. Foul called on Grant Harkness. Harkness whistled for his second. 68-55. This could be a four-point possession for Northwestern if Moss can make free throws. Now he's a 33% free throw shooter. He makes that one. 6 points now for Moss, averaging 7.8 points per ball game. Dort College leading 68-56 with another free throw coming. This one's up, and that one's short, no good. A rebound taken away by Sumner. Dort College leads 68-56. Out front with it is Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Still some work to do for the defenders. Pass goes to Sumner. Sumner to Harkness. Harkness, pass deflected. It's loose, picked up by Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner to O'Donnell. Henriksen, three ball, in and out, no good. Dort College a little discombobulated on offense. Got to get some stops. Got to do it with defense now. Northwestern will try to take advantage. And a blocking foul called on Leighton Sampson. Bryce Moss took it hard to the basket. Sampson, I thought, was there that time, but they call the foul on him. That's foul number four on Leighton. So with 8:25 left to go in this contest, Northwestern trying to chip away at the lead. Bryce Moss, two free throws coming. First free throw by Moss is up, no good. Moss now 2 for 5 from the free throw line. Sampson checks out of the ball game. Checking in is Taylor Feenstra. Another free throw on the way for Moss. Neither team has shot free throws well this evening. Now Moss makes the second attempt. It's 68-57. O'Donnell with the basketball to Harkness. Dort College has not had a good offensive possession in a while. Wadle got into the passing lane, tipped it away. It'll be Dort College basketball. Sumner to inbound the basketball. O'Donnell with it. Comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen. Trap. Well, he's not trapped. Picked up his dribble. Didn't have anywhere to go. O'Donnell with it on the wing. O'Donnell back over to Sumner. Sumner to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Henriksen. Henriksen get in there. Nope. In and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Wadle. Wadle with the basketball. Wadle into the front court. Wadle kicks it. Left side. Francis. Three ball. Got it. Taylor Francis with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 68-60. O'Donnell with the basketball. And Dort College, after having the momentum squarely behind them at 68-53, some poor offensive possessions. Northwestern has scored now 7 points in a row, and they've cut what was a 15-point lead down to 8. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Well, I said I was going to make a notation of when Nathan Rendles left the ball game with his fourth foul. That was at the 9:45 mark. 2 minutes later, the lead that was 15 when Rendles left is now 8. Dort College called a timeout. They've got 3 remaining, as does Northwestern. Both teams are in the double bonus from here on out as well. Inbounding the basketball will be Harkness. Harkness gets it into O'Donnell. Northwestern still in the zone defense. They get it over to Henriksen. Henriksen on the left side. Inside Feenstra. 3 players around him. Back outside Henriksen. Dort College is going to either have to penetrate the zone or knock down a jumper. O'Donnell penetrates. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra jump hook in the lane. Good. Not for the faint of heart underneath the basket right now. Dort College leads 70-60. 70-60, our score. Wadle went down hard after the play. He and Feenstra got tangled up. Colton Koyma will check into the ballgame. And Wadle being attended to by the Dort College. Being attended to by the Dort College training staff. Lindsey Hogendorn looks like might be working on Wadle's nose. I'm not positive. Wadle will walk off the floor under his own power. Doesn't appear to be dazed, but he just crumpled when he went down as he and Feenster went up for that rebound. Dort College ends the run with that putback basket. Dort College leads by 10, 70-60, 7:12 remaining. With the basketball out front is Hines. Hines to Moss. Moss, floater in the lane, good. Bryce Moss with 9 points. The defender lead is 8, 70-62, 7 minutes remaining. O'Donnell, right side, Henriksen. Northwestern still in the zone. They go high post, Feenstra. Now O'Donnell, Harkness. Harkness on the baseline, back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell looking, gets it back over to Henriksen, 10 to shoot. Now O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Feenstra. Feenstra, head fake baseline jumper, no good. Rebound cleared by Northwestern, and the Raiders have the momentum, and they throw the long pass over the top, and Feenstra knocks it away. Harkness will check out. Biker will check in. 6:32 remaining in regulation. Inbounding Northwestern. And Bikerk's going to be called for a foul away from the ball. Colton Koyma will go to the free throw line. So Colton Koyma to shoot a pair. And Austin Bikerk whistled for his second. First free throw by Koyma is up and good. So Colton Koyma with 16 for the ball game, trying to make it a 6-point ball game again after Dort College had a 15-point lead. Northwestern has whittled it down to 7 now, pending the free throw. This one is up and good. So Koyma makes them both. He's 4 for 4 Andor College leads 70-64. Rendles back into the game with 6:28 remaining in the contest. They go high post to Rendles. Rendles to Feenstra, reverses outside Henriksen. Henriksen at the top of the key, 15 to shoot. Comes back to Rendles. Rendles puts it down on the floor. It's taken away by Moss. Moss with the basketball. Moss, they kick it into the corner. Three for Francis. Good. Taylor Francis with 8 points, and the defender lead is down to three, 70-67. Northwestern putting together a run. Left side pass to Henriksen. Henriksen to Biker. Biker in the corner. North College has to make a bucket. They get it out front. Sumner. Sumner, Biker. Biker puts it up, and it's blocked by Moss. Loose basketball. It's still loose. Picked up by Rendles. Rendles shot no good, but he's fouled on the play, and Jordan Baker has just fouled out, I believe. Jordan Baker commits the personal, his fifth, and he will check out of the ballgame. Pretty athletic play there by Bryce Moss to go up and block that shot. Nathan Wadle will be checking back into the ballgame. Nathan Rendles will shoot two free throws. Rendles with 5 points thus far. 5:40 left to go in the contest. Dort College led 68-53. Northwestern on a 14-2 run. Free throw by Rendles is up and through. Nathan now with 6 points. Another free throw on the way for Rendles. This one's up and through as well, so Rendles makes them both. Dort College will steal a defensive possession here. They'll get Rendles out. They'll put O'Donnell back in. 72-67. Steal them when you can. Jackson Hines will bring it up. Hines with it on the left side. Hines out front, driving in, off the glass, good. Jackson Hines with 4 points. Dort College leads 72-69. 5:20 and counting. With the basketball is Henriksen. Henriksen to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up into the corner. Comes back over to O'Donnell, to Biker. Biker with a dunk. And the end one. Austin Biker and Bryce Moss tangled up after the play. Moss has just fouled out, trying to challenge. And Austin Biker, big time to come up with his second field goal of the ball game. And the Dort College defenders lead at 74-69. Austin Biker climbs the ladder, hammers it home, and fouling out of the ball game is Moss with 5:09 remaining. Still some work to do. Biker misses the free throw. Rebound Sumner. Brian Sumner with a 2-point bucket, or with the rebound off of the missed free throw. 4 points for Biker now, and the defender lead is 5, 74-69. 74-69, our score. Sumner, high post, Feenstra. Feenstra's pass deflected, taken by Wadle. Wadle to Koyma. Koyma, layup, good. No, that was not Koyma. That was Taylor Francis. Beg your pardon. He's got 8 second half points, 10 for the ballgame. Back to the 3-point ball game, 74-71. 4:30 remaining. They go to Biker. Biker on the elbow. Biker, Sumner. Sumner, three ball, in and out, no good. Rebound O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the offensive rebound. 4:20 remaining, ball's on the floor. It's still loose, and now a jump ball called. Alternating possession, I believe it'll be Northwestern basketball. It will be Northwestern basketball. Van Kalsbeek will inbound. Sampson is back in. Feenstra is out. Harkness checks in. Biker checks out. our score. Dort College by three. Northwestern with the basketball. Now you need a stop. 4:18 remaining. Well, my score sheet is shambles at this point. With the basketball is Hines. Hines to Francis. Francis cut off. Reverses Wadle for the tie. No. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Harkness. Over to Henriksen. Into the front court, Dort College. Alec with the basketball. Alec Henriksen with it. Goes high post, Sampson. Sampson wheels, puts it off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Colton Coima. Coima with the basketball for Northwestern. Colton Coima up the floor, driving in, tries to pass it off, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be North College basketball. It has not been the best basketball tonight, but it has been entertaining. Obviously, early season, first GPAC game for both teams. Dort College trying to scratch their way back to 500 overall. Northwestern riding a three-game winning streak entering the ballgame. 3:35 remaining. Rindles with it, high post. Lob passed over the top, Sampson, lay-in good. Leighton Sampson, another 2 points here in the second half. Layup attempt, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. After Wadle missed the lay-in. 76-71, Dort College leading. Sampson now has 21. And we've got a foul called on Francis underneath. Harkness will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Double bonus time for both teams from here on out. 21 points for Sampson thus far. 14 for Harkness. 76-71, Dort College by 5. Two free throws coming here for Harkness. Harkness free throw up, good. Rebound, 77-71, second free throw on the way by Harkness, no good. There for the rebound though is Northwestern. Coming up with it is, well, coming up with it is Francis. Had to stumble around for that name. Too many names in the database at this point in my life. With it on the right side is Hines. Hines with the basketball. Dort College leading 77-71. Dort College had a chance at the offensive rebound. And playing with a lot of confidence right now is Francis. He puts up the 10-footer. It rattles out. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Rindles floats it over the top. Shot is up. No good. Therefore, the putback is Harkness. Grant Harkness with the rebound and the putback. He's got 17, and the defenders lead 79-71. With it left side is Hines. Hines with the basketball, Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek's pass deflected, out of bounds by Leighton Sampson. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Kitty corner from where I sit, if you're familiar with that. That is next to the Dort College bench, so that's on the Northwestern side of the floor. Straight across from their bench where they will inbound from. Dort College leading 79-71. Pass goes high post, Wadle. Wadle left side, Francis. Francis to Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek in traffic, his shot no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Justin Van Kalsbeek. He's got four. 79-73, Dort College by six. Still just a two-possession ball game. Dort College basketball when we resume play right after this. Northwestern has used their fourth timeout. They've got two remaining. Dort College has three left. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC and the community by Bohr & Sons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at BoreAndSons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Game reset. Both teams are in the double bonus. Dort College has three timeouts remaining. Northwestern has two. Dort College leads 79-73. Northwestern has lost two players to fouls. They are Jordan Baker and Bryce Moss. Dort College has two players with four fouls each. They are Nathan Rindles and Leighton Sampson. Harkness will check the ball in for Dort College. He gets it into Nathan Rindles. 2:05 remaining, a six-point cushion. Pass goes into Harkness. Harkness, Sampson. Sampson working against Van Kalsbeek. Back to Henriksen. Henriksen drops it off for Harkness. For Sampson. Count the bucket and he's fouled. Give the assist to Alec Henriksen. The freshman from Spirit Lake executing the play out of the timeout. Saw where it was, and Henriksen, the assist. Sampson just had to knock it down, and he'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Free throw is up, free throw is down. 9-point lead for the defenders, 82-73. Indoor College bench, you hear them, they want a stop. Right side pass goes to Francis. Taylor Francis with the basketball. Taylor Francis over to Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek to Hines. Hines back to Wadle. Wadle puts it on the deck, into the lane, tries to feed it off to Van Kalsbeek off of his fingertips, out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball. 1:39 remaining in regulation. 82 for the defenders, 73 for the Red Raiders. We'll do it all again, I believe, in February. Rindles with the basketball across the timeline. Rindles setting the offense, passes left side to Harkness. Harkness to O'Donnell. Dort College 20 to shoot. This is Rindles. Rindles, Harkness. Harkness left side. Comes over to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen to Rindles. Rindles fires it to Harkness. Harkness unable to handle it. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Taylor Francis. It'll be Dort College basketball. TJ Byert will check into the ball game for Northwestern. Checking out will be Francis. 82-73, Dort College by 9. Dort College inbounding the basketball, 8 to shoot. Rindles to throw it in, 1:16 left in regulation. Sampson with the basketball, tries to give it back over to Rindles, and that's where the early season stuff comes in. One 12 left to go in regulation. Right. 82-73. I think the question is whether the clock started or not on the inbounds play. And I don't think any of the officials are going to know for certain, so they're not going to call it. TJ Byert will be inbounding the basketball. DJ Byard inbounding the basketball in front of the Dort College student section. So TJ Byard to throw it in. And I don't know what the delay is right now. Byard will inbound the basketball. And Byard gets it inbounded to Hines. Hines passes into the corner, Wadle. Wadle lays it off for Byert, and Nathan Rindles has just fouled out of the ballgame. So Nathan fouls out with 1:03 remaining. 7 points. Dort College has been getting beat on that.
Andrew Pinchin.
Backdoor
Andrew
cut.
Pinchin.
And Rindles will check up. Brian Sumner checks in. 3 throw on the way for TJ Byard off the heel, no good. Another one on the way for Byard. I believe he's a senior out of Sioux Center. 3 former Sioux Center preps on the floor at the same time here this evening on a couple occasions. Byard, Borchers for Northwestern, O'Donnell for Dort College. Andrew into the front court, defenders leading 82-74. They got to try and bring it home. Dort College is up 8. Foul called on the play against Jackson Hines. That'll be number 2 on him. Free throws on the way for the defenders. Now you just have to make enough free throws and fight off Northwestern the rest of the way. Brian Sumner will go to the free throw line where he is 1-for-2 this evening and has 3 points. Free throw by B. Sum is up and good. Another one on the way for Brian, trying to extend it to a 10-point advantage. Free throw on the way. 83-74. Second free throw by Sumner is up and through. 84-74, Dort College leading. Sumner with 5 points. Northwestern into the front court, down 10. Hines into the, with the basketball, working against Henriksen. Comes back to Wadle. Wadle to Koyma. Koyma off balance shot, no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Wadle. Wadle with a 2-point bucket, he's got 8. Dort College with it in the backcourt, and Brian Sumner is fouled by TJ Byard. Byard whistled for his 3rd. Free throws on the way for Brian Sumner. So Brian Sumner will go to the free throw line for 2 more. His team up 84-76. Free throw is up, free throw is good. Getting difficult to work the math out for Northwestern now. 35.5 seconds remaining. Andor College has a 10-point lead. Take care of the basketball, make one stop, and you're probably home free. 30 seconds left now. Hines with it. Hines on the left side, Henriksen. Henriksen to Wadle. Wadle to Koyma. Koyma will drive in. Left-hand layup, right side, good. They get it into Sumner. Sumner in the backcourt, guarded there by Byard. Sumner ahead to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, and O'Donnell is fouled by Hines. 86-78 our score. Free throws on the way for Andrew O'Donnell. So that two-point bucket for Koyma. 19 points for Koyma, right at his season average. Free throw on the way for O'Donnell is up and through. Andrew now with 8 points. And another free throw on the way for Andrew O'Donnell. Second free throw is up and good for O'Donnell. O'Donnell now with 9. And the defenders lead 88-78. 12 seconds left and the clock will wind down and the defenders will go to 1-1-0 in the conference. Colton Coyme over the two-point bucket. Dort College leading 88-80, under 10 seconds remaining. And now O'Donnell will shoot two more free throws. And the congratulations begin on the bench with the Dort College coaching staff. A lot of time and effort go into the games that we saw this evening, both the women's and the men's contests. And when you come away with a couple of victories, feels pretty rewarding, I would imagine, on the bench. 10 points now for O'Donnell. And Dort College leads 89-80, pending the free throw. Free throw by O'Donnell, no good. 89-80. Three-pointer at the buzzer is off the mark, no good. And the Dort College defenders knock off Northwestern. It's a sweep for the Dort College defenders over Northwestern in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. 89-80, the Dort College men with the final here this evening. That'll do it for our play-by-play portion of tonight's broadcast. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of tonight's basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders victorious tonight over the Northwestern Red Raiders in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. Dort College gets the sweep this evening. The women get a 11-point victory. The men come away with a 9-point win of 89-80. Dort College trailed by 11 in the first half, 30-19. That was part of a 12-1 run by Northwestern. Dort College then went on a 15-0 run to lead 37-32. They went from down 32-23 to up 37-32 and went into the locker room up 39-34. The lead wavered between 7 and 5 points most of the second half before Northwestern made a little run to get back to tied 53-53 with 12:14 remaining in the game. Dort College went on a 15-0 run again over the next 2.5 minutes. And led 68-53 when Nathan Rindles had to leave with 4 fouls. Over the next 2 minutes, Northwestern successfully cut the lead down to 6 and eventually had it down to 3, 70-67. It was still a 3-point game at 72-69 and 74-71 with 4:18 remaining before Dort College was able to put together back-to-back baskets and stops, and they win it by a final score of 89-80. Coach Ross Dalm, I'm certain, has some recruits to speak to, and I know that that's a very important part of his job, so we'll get to him here before we get to the numbers. Coach, congratulations on a good win by your team, and I made the comment with about 3 minutes remaining, not the best basketball. We don't expect that on November 18, but an entertaining night, and you found a way to win with this young group.
We did, Mike. I really was impressed and pleased with the poise of our team tonight. We got down pretty big in the first half, and I thought our guys held their composure well, just continued to make plays, especially in the defensive end. Going into halftime, obviously, we had a little bit of momentum, which was good. And then the second half, Northwestern switched some things up after we got up, I believe, 13 or 14. They went zone, We didn't handle it real well initially, but our guys made some nice adjustments where we got the ball inside to Grant and Layton, and then Austin went over top of the zone once for his dunk there. So I thought we did a good job of keeping our poise. I think there are a lot of big plays throughout that run for a lot of people. I think Alec Hendrickson with his driving left-hand layup I thought was critical. Playing three freshmen, you're a little nervous in a game environment like that, what we're going to get, but I thought all three of them played very well. I thought our three sophomores played outstanding, and Taylor, Andrew, and Layton was outstanding in the low block. He won the ball. Nathan Rendles, Mike, you know, you look at his stat line, and it's not impressive, but he just controlled the game. He controlled himself. He controlled the pace, and he put others in position to be successful. And that's a little bit different than maybe what he's been accustomed to a year ago, where we needed him to get 20, 25 in order for us to win. But if we continue to rebound and play good defense, Nathan continues to lead the team, and we have a chance to do some pretty decent things, I think, going forward.
And you talked about the struggles against that zone defense. Obviously would have been helped if you could have had Nathan on the floor during that span, because the personnel you had to put out on the floor, you haven't probably seen a lot of zone yet this year. You're going to see more before the year is over. But he's a stabilizing force when he's on the floor, and you just weren't able to have him for about 2.5 minutes.
That's exactly right. Really challenged Nathan to expand his game, to take on a more of a pure point guard role, in the sense that he's got to lead and calm and direct, and he's been doing a nice job of that. His turnovers have been down substantially. His assists have continued to go up, and we just got to continue to let the young guys grow up a little bit, continue to let them get better. And then at some point, Dalton will return, and we'll have a chance to be a pretty competitive team at some point.
I thought you did a pretty good job in controlling Jordan Baker. 3 for 12 from the floor. He got some shots, but you're able to contest those.
You know, he's an outstanding post player, Mike. Him and Coyma are really a two-headed monster, and you know, we were hoping that we can contain one of them. We knew it would be really difficult to keep them both down, and fortunately I thought that our post guys did some good things, you know, on the interior defensively.
Midland on Saturday. I'm going to get you out of here. Midland on Saturday. I don't know much about them, but looks like they beat Doan tonight 103-90. Kind of an up-and-down group the way it sounds in the early season as well for Midland.
You know, they got a coaching change, and so they're going through some changes in terms of what they do offensively and defensively, but they're an outstanding team. You know, if we're going to continue to get better and be the team we want to be, at some point we've got to be able to go on the road and be able to nab some wins. And Saturday obviously is going to be a very difficult challenge in Fremont. The key for us is we have to be able to cancel this win and come back tomorrow, Mike, with a young group, and they got to be focused and ready to go. You and I understand the rigors a little bit of what this all entails. Somehow we got to convince some 18 and 19-year-olds that we got to move on and be ready to go on Saturday, or we're going to get thumped.
Yeah, you don't have it all figured out yet at this point of the year, and convince them that the next 2 days of practice and preparation for Midland are important on Saturday, and note the time change there, 2:30 start time at Fremont for that contest. Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Good win for your team. Go get them tomorrow in practice.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalma, and let's take a look at the numbers now for tonight's contest. Tell you what, let's take a break, and we'll be back to take a look at those numbers right after this. Taking care of the sports information portion of my job. Making sure everyone gets taken care of and the information that they need. So bear with me. Numbers look like this for Dort College: 30 of 68 from the floor, 2 for 10 on threes, 27 of 38 from the free throw line. Figures out to 44.1% from the floor, 20% on threes, 71% on free throws. That's better than where Dort College has been. For Northwestern, they were 30 of 68 from the floor as well, 44.1%, 7 of 17 on threes, 41.2%, 13 of 21 from the free throw line, 61.9%. 14 turnovers for the defenders, 12 for Northwestern. 8 steals by Northwestern, 4 by Dort College. Individually, one more note, Dort College out-rebounds Northwestern 50 to 36. Leighton Sampson led North College 10 for 12 from the floor, 4 for 5 from the free throw line, 24 points. Grant Harkness, 17 points, 7 of 11 from the floor. Taylor Feenstra, 11 points. Andrew O'Donnell, 10. 7 each for Brian Sumner and Nathan Rindles, 6 for Alec Henriksen, 4 for Austin Bikerk, and 3 for Alex Terpstra for their total of 89 points. For Northwestern, Colton Coyma with 21 points, 10 for Taylor Francis, 10 for Madang Thok, 4 for 7 from the floor. Showed me a little bit more than I had anticipated as he was knocking down some mid-range jumpers. He definitely added that to his game. Bryce Moss, 9 points, 6 for Jordan Baker, 4 for Jackson Hines, 8 for Nathan Wadle, 2 for Riley Francis, 6 for T.J. Byard, 4 for Justin Van Kalsbeek for their total of 80. Jordan Baker led Northwestern with 11 rebounds, 6 for Nathan Wadle, 5 for Bryce Moss. For Dort College, Andrew O'Donnell had 9, Grant Harkness and Taylor Feenstra also had 9, 7 for Nathan Rindles, 5 for Brian Sumner. 5 assists by Nathan Rindles, 3 for Andrew O'Donnell. Northwestern was topped by Jackson Hines with 5 assists. Nathan Wadle had 3 assists. Dort College improves to 3-3, 1-0 in the conference. Northwestern 3-2, and 0-1. Elsewhere in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, let's see if we can track down those scores. Some finals. The women's scoreboard is complete. Men's basketball is as well. Nebraska Wesleyan over Grace in non-conference play 104-98. Hastings over Concordia 87-80. Dakota Wesleyan over Briarcliff 101-95. Midland over Doan 103-90. Morningside over Mount Marty 85-60. Women's basketball, Hastings over Concordia 74-67. Briarcliff over Dakota Wesleyan 70-55. Midland downs Doan 89-84 in overtime. Morningside over Mount Marty, 68-58. Nebraska Wesleyan over the College of St. Mary, 84-61. Women's basketball earlier tonight as well. Dort College over Northwestern, 64-53. And the Dort College Defender men, 89. Northwestern, 80. That will do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.